John?
Yeah, okay. Oh, I know what it is. It's
there's... Morning, Gene. Good morning, everybody. We're ready to go, and we will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, and Tom Dunbar will lead us.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Do introductions. We have Bill Massey, board member from Forestville, David Norn, Sebastopol, John Corbett, McKinleyville, Carol Dean, Santa Rosa, Jeff Hales, Eureka, Bob Anderson, Healdsburg, and Kat, have staff introductions.
Yes, I have with me Samantha Olson, staff attorney. Kim Niemeyer will be joining us when she arrives. And we have Greg Nash, who's handling the IT, Gene Lockett, who needs no introduction, and Kathleen Hudson. And this is going to be Kathleen's last board meeting. She is moving on to a new life in Montana.
Whoa.
Some of us know that yesterday there were two feet of snow in Montana. And I think the date was June 11th, I believe. Well, we had a... It's not their first meeting, but for David and Carol, it's their first time here. They got to join us in Weed, and not everybody made the trip to Weed. So welcome you to the board. We have time for ex parte communications. Any board member?
Mr. Chair. In the process of dealing with West County sewer systems, I have been in contact with members of the Board of Supervisors of Sonoma County and with representatives of state and federal legislators representing this area. Nothing that is pending or impending was discussed.
Okay.
I wanted to also... David. I wanted to report that I met with City of Santa Rosa on their wastewater treatment plant and took a tour of the Laguna plant along with Carol Dean and Catherine Coleman.
And I as well attended the tour. So.
And you too. Yeah. Sorry.
All right. That was... Okay. We'll go on to reports. State Board Liaison, Mr. Hoppen. Not here today. Board chairs, on a monthly basis, the chairs of the various regional boards throughout the state have a conference call, and of late the discussion has been about legislative proposal coming forward on revisions to the structure of the regional boards. I believe all board members have been apprised of that. If you have questions, try to answer that. We're at this point, proposals come forward from the governor's office, the previous, I think, the legislative side has had its proposal, something passed last year, got vetoed, so they're trying to work out some understanding between the bodies, and we shall wait to see how that turns out. Executive officer, have any...
I have four items, Mr. Chair. First is to pass on to you a request from Mr. Renner, who is here for an item that we are going to give you an update on, a spill to the Smith River, which was going to be included in the executive officer report in the afternoon, and he was hoping that we could move him up earlier in the day.
Okay, we'll do that.
The next item is I'm going to pass out to you compensation, the balance that we have for you. for the grand sum of money that you guys get paid, what our balance is left for this year and projections for next. Don't need anything on that, just is just for your information. The last item is I have some awards that I wanted to share with the board for staff. The first is a Sustained Superior Accomplishment Award for Greg Nash, and we're actually going to get Bob to sign this, I swear. Just to say, Greg works tirelessly in our office to make sure that our equipment, sound equipment, IT equipment works. Just this Monday, was it Monday night or Sunday night, the air conditioning in the server room broke again, and he got the midnight call to come here and fix it, and then was here all day the next day making sure that, you know, my Adobe Reader unfroze and the million other things that keep this office afloat. So we're all very grateful for the work that he does.
Does he hire out to help board members do their project?
Actually, perhaps. We could negotiate this. next is I have a set of awards. It was a team award for the NPDS team, and I'm really proud of the work that they've done over the last couple of years in pulling together. We had a lot of our NPDS permits were old. They needed to have new limits put in them, and that was really quite a struggle for us as well as for the dischargers. And at this point, almost all of our permits are in the modern age now. With McKinleyville and Ferndale, we are almost completely there, and that's been quite an accomplishment. Our permits haven't been appealed. Some regional boards, their permits get appealed. So we're able to navigate through and get the kind of environmental protection we need while making it still affordable for communities. And I think they've done a really outstanding job in navigating that. So we have Mr. Al Wellman. And this is Al's last board meeting. Maybe. And Charles Reed. And Kathy Goodwin. And Lisa Bernard. And I know you've seen all of these people up in front of you giving presentations. And I'd also like to acknowledge, for the permits team, the really outstanding leadership from John Short, who is their senior, as well as David Leland, who's their soup. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We certainly appreciate all your work. And Greg, if you come up, I'll officially hand you your...
I think I have a frame.
A bunch of groupies out there. Okay, we have time set aside. Public forum. Anyone who'd like to address the board at this time?